In true 2020 fashion, even the return of something familiar comes with a catch. Sports, for the most part, are back, but not necessarily with fans. Some teams, like the Chiefs, are allowing a limited number of socially distanced fans. Others, like Wichita Thunder Hockey and Wichita State Basketball, wonder what the pandemic will mean for their upcoming seasons. And then there's this week's Wichita Open Golf Tournament, which has barred spectators entirely. Roy Turner is the director of the Wichita Open. A professional soccer player in the 1960s and 70s, Turner once played before 50,000 fans in New Jersey. He still remembers the feeling.
Oh, it's electric. It's wonderful. It does everything for you. I'm looking at these athletes now who are going out there and playing with no crowds. No matter what they say, it's totally different. I mean, your adrenaline, it's just like a practice game, a scrimmage game, as you say. It's just like nothing ever before. And once you've experienced that 60,000, nothing seems the same ever. Nothing seems the same after.
Turner's job this week is to keep fans away from the Wichita Open at Crestview Country Club. During his 20 years with the golf tournament, and for 20 years before that with the Wichita Wings indoor soccer team, Turner worked nonstop to sell tickets. This year, he's keeping them in his pocket.
Yeah, it's a kick in the rear, to be honest with you.
But such is sports these days. Both the NBA and NHL are holding their playoffs with no fans. The NFL has fans in some stadiums, but not others. Same for college football. Baseball's shortened season has not included fans at all. But those sports can afford to do that because of revenue they earn from television contracts. Minor league teams, like the Wichita Thunder, aren't as fortunate.
You know, we don't have the TV deal. So from the first standpoint, fans are of the utmost importance. You know, we're minor league hockey here in Wichita, Kansas, so we rely on, say, 80 to 90% of our revenue is related to fans.
That's Joel Lamernal, the Thunder's general manager. The team's season ended abruptly last March because of the pandemic, and the start of this season has been delayed until December, although Lamernal says it could push back even further. The team has submitted a plan to Sedgwick County to allow 4,700 fans to attend games when the season starts. That's about a third of the seats in Intrust Bank Arena. WSU athletic officials say they're communicating with the city and county about guidelines for fans in Coke Arena when Shocker basketball resumes. Lamernal says he can't imagine playing a hockey game without the fans who've supported the Thunder for nearly 30 years, first at the Kansas Coliseum and now downtown.
You know, we're a family event these days, and we've got to work to get the families, you know, back. We've got to work to make it comfortable for the families to come to the games. Fans, not just Wichita for minor league sports, are the lifeblood. Without fans, there is no game.